I mean, what was it like in terms of grinding through camp, not really knowing what your ultimate role was going
to
be?
You know, like I said, I think the positive part about it is it allowed us to get the best out of ourselves. And there was always that sense of competition, which whether you had a good day or a bad day, you know, forced you to come back and try and rebound or build on what you'd done the day before. So overall, I thought it was great.
Munch said he learned more out of your failures, really, than your successes out of this. Did you feel a little bit that way?
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, he had mentioned that he was wanting to see out of me, especially being a younger player, just how I responded to negative plays, how I responded to, you know, maybe having a bad day out here. And so, you know, that's encouraging.
Jake, what are your emotions like on a day like this where you realize probably a childhood dream?
Yeah, you know, it is. It's really cool. It's something that I'm very proud of. But like I've told you guys a million times, it's not going to change how I approach practice. It's not going to change how I approach my preparation for a game. That'll still all be the same. But it is cool to be given this opportunity.
How helpful will it be to you to get that many more plays and the Thursday night's game and just the rest of the preseason to get you ready for the gauntlet that is the regular season?
Yeah, you know, I think that having those full speed reps is what allows you to really grow as a player, and you're able to get that at some sense in practice, but when you get out there in a live game, and you know, it's everybody's live, it definitely heightens that development.
Not that you ever doubt yourself, I'm sure, but the limited experience you had last year, how much did that teach you, I know I can do this job and I'm ready for it?
Yeah, you know, like you said, I didn't go in last year with, oh, I wonder if it can work or not. I had confidence in what we could do offensively and personally what I felt I could accomplish. And but that being said, being able to go in and have a little bit of success last year, obviously not, you know, it would have been nice to come out with a win in one of those games, but to be able to move the ball and put some points on the board, gives you a sense of confidence, and more than anything, allows you to know what to expect when you know, we get out there and have an opportunity to have the first regular season start.
Obviously, do you have a sense of how much they have ready for you specifically and what you can do in this offense?
No, you know, I don't know. In my opinion, I don't think it'll change too much from what we've been doing. You know, we have a lot of weapons, and I think that our focus is going to be allowing those guys to use their skills to the best of their ability.
Well, obviously, you can't relax now. But I mean, does it ease some of the burden with the day-to-day competition in practice?
No, it was like I had told you guys. Whether I got the job or not, I was going to approach it the same way, and I think Matt will continue to do the same as well. And if you think that in this league you're not always in competition, you're doing something wrong.
When you came into the league, was there a timetable when you thought you'd like to be a starting quarterback at this point of your career?
You know, as early as possible is, you know, what I was hoping for, and you know, I can honestly look back on last year and say that I grew a lot as a player and as a person, and you know, I'm thankful for the situation that I was in, and I'm thankful for the one I continue to be in.
Was Matt encouraging, or was it tough to have that little conversation of knowing you became the guy?
No, you guys know as well as I do, he's a great guy. One of the best guys I know, and so it wasn't awkward. It wasn't tough. He's very supportive, very encouraging to me, and that shouldn't surprise anybody.
What did he say during that conversation?
Just, you know, that he's like I said, he's excited for me, and you know, do everything he can to help me.
What was it like once you found out the announcement would be made, and then, you know, the time to wait to find out it's going to be you as the starter?
It was, you know, like I said, excitement. It's a fulfillment of a childhood dream. And so, to be able to call my dad and talk to my mom and dad and let them know was pretty cool.
I know you mentioned the game planning. Munch kind of said we haven't done anything specifically for Locker last year or now. What kind of, you said it wouldn't change much, but they're obviously going to try to tailor things now to your strengths. How much maybe can that add an element to your game going forward?
Yeah, you know, there'll be some little nuances, I think, within it that might change a little bit. But I think, like I said, we're going to try and find ways to take advantage of the weapons that we have.
Now that you know you're the guy, how important are these next 2.5 weeks before the opener
for you to get everything the way you want and comfortable and ready to go?
It's very important, and I think that just getting on the same page, you know, getting really comfortable in the passing game, confident in the running game, finding ways to move the ball and put points on the board will be our focus in the next couple of weeks, you know, we'll just continue to improve on each week.
Do you have to change how you handle yourself in the locker room, whether it's being more outspoken, or you may seem like maybe in the past you maybe had deferred to Matt since he was a veteran and a starter. Do you have to change things in that regard?
No, I don't think you change a whole lot. Like I've told you guys before, I've always felt that leading by example and doing the right things is always going to speak louder than the words that you share with somebody. So. I'm going to just continue to work as hard as I can and try and be a great example and, you know, go from there.
How does this compare to when you're
talking about how your resiliency, I think it was the word you used, you know, after a mistake, you're able to bounce back. You don't let things bother you. You know, how did you develop? You did that at college, too. I mean, how did that develop in you?
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm a big believer in things happen for a reason, and there's a plan for everything that goes on, and I believe that you make mistakes and you make them because it allows you to learn from them and become better, to try and not duplicate them. And I think when you're able to do that, then you're able to progress not only on the field but in life. And so for me, that's kind of what I've always tried to focus on, is the fact that mistakes, although in the moment might seem like a bad thing, in the long run can be a great thing, because it can make you a better player and a better person if you're able to take them and learn from them and forget about them.
Did you know it was coming down last night when he called into his office? What were you thinking?
I figured it was something about, you know, along those lines. I didn't know that it was about that specifically, no.
Would you have guessed that you'd won?
No, I think that, you know, we both had had our good days, bad days. You know, I don't, in my opinion, it wasn't one guy running away with it and the other guy, you know, not. I think, like I had said, we both were able to come out and do as well as we could. And at the end of the day, like I said, it wasn't our decision to make. So
how do you take things now that this is your team now and you're the leader of this team? How do you go forward and from that perspective now?
Like, no different. I think I would have been doing myself and my teammates a disservice if I would treat it any differently than I would have before. Like I said, it won't change my work ethic. It won't change how I prepare. It won't change the person that I am. I'm going to continue to be the same guy that I am and play the game the same way that I always have. And, you know, I hope that's respected by the guys in the locker room. It's a style in which they're happy, you know, to be able to play with a quarterback like that.
Jake, everybody always loves the backup quarterback, and the number one quarterback is the guy who can get in the fans' crosshairs a little bit. You know, is there a certain pressure wanting to please and wanting to prove that, you know, this was the right choice with fans?
And... No. You know, you want to go out and, like I've always said, do your best to help this team win games, and that's my goal. And, you know, I'm the hardest critic on myself, so you know, nobody's going to be more upset than I'm going to be if things don't go as well as I'd like them to in a game. So I don't pay attention to all that stuff. I try not to listen to it, and you know, I won't let that affect me.
How will life change for you, though? You said you kind of want to do the same thing you've been doing. Will it change at all because you're the number one?
No, I don't think so.